Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. It is Wednesday in the state of Minnesota, and we got some snow last night. It's getting a little chilly out here, but it's kind of like in between. It's almost like it feels like we're going into spring a little bit, but we're in January in Minnesota, and so we're expecting to get dunked on real quick. We got a little taste of that yesterday, but I was walking around in my shorts, and people were looking at me like, what's your deal? Not knowing that I'm a drummer for an international band called Junkyard Prophet, of course.
Yeah,
I said, just, nobody told me that it was January.
You know,
sorry,
it's like
that.
You know, you're born in South Dakota, raised in Minnesota. You're just used to the cold. In fact, I took out the garbage yesterday, and it was like, I don't even have a jacket on, and it's not even that chilly out. And people, you know, from Florida be like, oh, you're crazy. What are you doing? We're from Minnesota. I think we've got the tougher hides. You know, we can handle a little more cold. It's like, man, it's not even that bad out here. And I don't even have, you know, shoes on. No.
Yeah, you go to California, and it's 65 out there, and people are walking around with parkas on. I'm totally kidding. But they act like it's that cold.
Yeah, it's like, are you guys kidding me? Do you guys think this is cold? It's not cold.
I don't think they're kidding stuff.
I don't think so, neither.
I don't either.
They're used to, like, 90-degree weather. When it gets to 60, I suppose they pull out the old, like you said, the parkas.
I think so. Mm-hmm. Folks, I just want to give a shout-out to a brand-new affiliate who just picked us up. We want to tell you thank you very much for your trust out of Oklahoma City, which I guess is also to Wichita, Kansas.
Nice.
So it's a double signal, which is awesome.
Friend. Welcome.
Yeah, welcome very much, and we appreciate your trust again. And I'm actually trying to figure out exactly, okay, 1640 a.m., the Eagle, each Sunday out of Oklahoma City, also out of Wichita, Kansas. Again, we want to tell you, we welcome you, and we thank you very much for who you are. And again, we absolutely appreciate your trust for, well, bringing us on.
Amen.
I mean, they don't know us or anything like that, right?
Yeah, I was, you know, it's funny because I was just talking to a guy. He called in.
What's funny about that?
You know, I'm not saying, you know what's funny. Not that's funny. I'm saying, you know what's funny is I was just talking to a guy who called in, a really nice guy, older gentleman, and his name was Earl.
Earl.
And he called from Tennessee.
Yep, I heard him.
He called in, and he wanted, I want to make a donation, he said. So I called him on the phone. He goes, yeah, he goes, that's a pretty good show. He and his wife got a good thing, you know. And he, of course, didn't know it was me or I was on the show or anything. And he was just kind of funny when I was talking to him. And he's like, yeah, I get it. I said, well, how did you hear about us? And I was thinking maybe he listen online. He said, no, yeah, I listen on my local station basically about 10 p.m. I was like, oh, that's wonderful. You know, it could just be locally on your dial.
Well, we're on 37 affiliates.
Exactly. But they're peppered, so you don't know exactly where they all are.
Exactly.
But
and then there's other people that are picking up the radio show that oftentimes we find out that they're listening to our radio show driving down the street unbeknownst to us.
Right.
So.
Or they center their day around it.
Hey, you know, however it works, right? KZLS AM 1640, Wichita, Kansas, Oklahoma City. Again, we thank you for your trust. Wanted to give you that shout out. Welcome aboard. And folks, outside of that, if you'd like to check us out online, you can sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're going to go there in just a moment. You can also check us out on our Facebook, which is Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean, EEE, Bradley Dean on Facebook, and or Sons of Liberty Radio, and or Sons of Liberty Media, all on Facebook, friends. I just want to tell you thank you very much for your interaction, for your participation, and actually standing up and fighting the good fight of faith. That's how we win our freedom. Nowhere is there freedom throughout the globe, friends, where someone hasn't laid their life down first and sacrificed to give us the freedoms in which we now have, and as well a preacher of the gospel preceding that sacrifice, or in process. One and the same, John. Mm-hmm. One and the same. So again, friends, if you'd like to check us out online, you can. Facebook, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can go to my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. Phone lines will be accessible for the next hour. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Go into sonsoflibertymedia.com really quick, friends. First of all, you can win a Joshua. That's an ARAK hybrid rifle. Go ahead and check that out. It's scrolling across the front part, the top part of sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you scroll down just a little bit, you can see it on the right. I got quite a few people signing up right now, but it's a giveaway. Check it out. It is absolutely beautiful. Yes, friends, great. We are arming. These companies are arming the American people to protect themselves if need be. So we want to be a part of the answer. However, we have to do that. Well, we'll do our best to partake with that. And here you have it, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, I also wanted to let you know that there was thousands that flocked to Texas Free Speech Rally to tell the truth. To tell the truth about Islam. Did you hear that? Not shaking here. Not worried about the response, friends. We're standing up. This is our country. This is the Christian nation. We're based on the common law, which is the Mosaic Institution. You don't like that? Then, you know what? Go ahead and lump it. See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya is just how it's going to go down. Another brand new article by a young lady named Stephanie Joy. I think I know who she is. America, how far have we fallen? You might want to check that one out. Kind of goes to the core of the heart, the core of the issue. What is it that we have forgotten, friends? I think you know what it is. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Islam both inspires ridicule and it deserves it. Following Gray State screenwriter's death, uncut version of Gray State released. Folks, they actually found the guy, the director that did this video called The Gray State. They found his wife, his little daughter, and himself. They said that they committed suicide right before a large release was to take place, friends. Not falling for it. If you want to fall for it, you can. And by the way, you are probably the people that believe that it's a theory that these people would do such stupid things as this. Friends, it's not a theory. You have people in the outskirts, in the background, covert-like taking people out that are a threat to their system. And it's happening on a daily basis in this country. So if you want to play stupid, you can. Wait until my next letter comes out because I address that. But FEMA camp movie writer found dead with wife and daughter in murder-suicide. The neighbor actually went over to the house, knocked on the door because they noticed all the Christmas packages that were not being collected or brought inside of the house. And they found the dog walking around three dead bodies. And if you read some of the emails concerning this individual, David Crowley, he was all excited about what was about to happen concerning his release. And, of course, someone wanted to shut him up.
And another thing to note, too, is if they were all planning on committing suicide, why would they be ordering packages for Christmas if they knew it was going to be the end?
Those are not the type of people that would commit suicide. They're trying to make the people aware of what's going on. So, therefore, they are fighting the good fight, and they are diligent about it. But the covert activists, they want people to believe that they actually took themselves out. Folks, again, we're not going there. Be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Hi, Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Florida school district discovers religious pluralism is not possible to coexist. Florida school district discovers religious pluralism is not possible to coexist. This is all on sonsoflibertymedia.com, written by Michael Ware. Interestingly enough, friends, the idea that the school district would have a Freedom of Religion Day, well, it seemed like a good one, according to these people. It would promote this founding principle of our country, no question about it, say the revisionists, say the atheists. This would expose the children to many different views. You know, it's interesting, just going to Scripture, Judges chapter 5, I believe it's verse 8, talks about how when they had other gods, war would exist within the gates. So this coexist is nothing more than to create division, friends, because God promises it. Just so you understand. Because he will not be mocked. But folks, going back to this pluralism and talking about the founding principles of our country, folks, they wanted to bring this forth to have a Freedom of Religion Day in Florida. See, this would expose the children to many different views. Distribution of educational materials would be allowed. All went well until the atheist group came forth. Freedom from religion. FFRF. These are the fish that want to exist without the water. These are the birds that want to exist without the air because they don't believe in it. Well, they found out that Bibles were being given to the high school students and that was not going to be tolerated. Folks, this is illegal. Just so you understand, these people targeting Christians is completely illegal. In 2013, upon discovering that World Changes, a Christian ministry, was distributing Bibles, FFRF asked the school district to allow them to distribute atheistic material. And you know what's interesting about it? Nobody reads it anyways, right? So they got to force it down their throats. Well, folks, this material, which ChristianNews.net reports were also anti-Christian, the Orange County School Board would not allow certain materials, though they stated that these materials were not appropriate or disruptive. This promoted FFRF to file a lawsuit. Let them. As is often the case, the school board caved for no reason and allowed the material, and the case was dropped. This led to another group called the Satanic Temple. See where this is going, friends?
A little compromise here and there.
The Satanic Temple. Oh, well, you also see the Muslim indoctrination going on in certain pockets of this country. But the Satanic Temple, based in New York, to announce in September that it would distribute material on Freedom of Religion Day, they then released this statement. This is their statement. I'm quite certain that all of the children in these Florida schools are already aware of the Christian religion and its Bible. Okay? And this might be the first exposure these children have had to the actual practice of Satanism. We think many students will be very curious to see what we offer. In response, the Orange County School District has restricted the distribution policy for outside groups. This means that though it's freedom of religion, unless the material comes from the school district, it cannot be distributed. This is exactly what these two groups wanted, by the way. We don't want our schools to become religious battlefields, David Williamson of FFRF, as he told WFTV. Why is anybody putting the mic up to their mouth?
Yeah, seriously.
I'm exposing
a small minority.
That's right. Their lawlessness here, friends. I'm magnifying the law, folks, because they don't have the law on their side. But because of the people are so upside down in this country, they actually believe that they have a right to do what they do, when in fact they don't have a right, because God's law does not give us the liberty to break His law or violate His law in any sense of the word. Now, what has to be understood is that this kind of foolishness is the end result of a pluralistic society coexisting. Those who believe anything will eventually lose their freedom to express that belief, because pluralism is a lie that has led to silence and the silencing of religion, namely Christianity. If we want absolute religious freedom, then everything which can be exclaimed or claimed as a religion has to be allowed. But this is not what these people want, nor is it their motive. Folks, here, let me just go back to the backbone of an atheist for you, okay? Let's go to a guy named John Dewey. Listen carefully. This guy, okay, for some reason the American people are led to believe that this is okay in this country. But John Dewey said, God is a faded piece of metaphysical goods. Let's go to Mark Twain. Everybody thinks he's a sarcastic, funny guy, but I want you to listen carefully. He said, the Bible is a compendium of blood-drenched history, a wealth of obscenity, and upwards of 1,000 lies.
Wow.
This is the atheistic view, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Karl Marx. He said, I wish to avenge myself against the one who rules above. Does he know what he's doing, friends? Does he know who he's warring with? Absolutely he does, friends. What a bad... I mean, this guy was such a loser. He had 6 people at his funeral, and one of his sons, God forbid anybody to do this, but he actually committed suicide.
Yeah.
Okay?
And these are the people that the world props up like they're great.
Yep. Frederick Nietzsche, the old God is abolished. I am the most terrible opponent of Christianity. This is an atheistic mindset. Okay? These are at war with heaven. Folks, you need to see pictures of these guys, too. I mean, you're not dealing with an upright mind. I mean, you can see the lunacy by just looking at some of these goofy jokers. Here's another one. Jean-Paul Sartre. He said this. He said, I collared, that's what he said, the Holy Ghost in the cellar and threw him out. Atheism is a cruel and long-range affair. I think I've carried it through.
Wow. Good for you.
This is the mindset the American people are bowing to. By the way, collards, okay, means a cabbage of variety that does not develop a heart. So the coldness that's pushed through these reprobates, these atheists, these fools, Psalm 14:1, when you get a moment, read it. But folks, going back to this article, why is the American people bowing in the face of these people? When they're advocating the very things that destroy these people, namely our kids, our country at length. But here we are. But I got good news for you, friends. Here's some good news for you. Just so everybody understands how far off base these atheists are, and we know what an atheist is, right, friends? Vladimir Lenin said that atheism precedes communism, and communism precedes atheism. They're one and the same. We need to understand that they're being used as another political battering ram. If it's not the homosexuals to upend your sovereignty, then it's the atheists. If it's not the atheists, then it's the communists. If it's not the communists, then it's the revisionists. If it's not the revisionists, then it's the Muslims. They're all being used as a political battering ram. Let me tell you why. Because they have left off the God that said, "Thou shalt have no other gods from before me." The God that said, "Thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image, nor bow down thyself to it." A God that's created in your mind to go ahead and do what you want, when you want, and how you want. I want to tell you something, friends. That God doesn't exist. But I'll tell you, the God that does exist is the one that's going to judge those that take on that created image, the figment of their imagination, as they call it God. Because he doesn't exist. When you go back to our foundations, there is something called a presupposition. It's something that we already know. Everybody agrees to. And isn't it interesting when we talk of the atheists, as I just quoted five of these devils. You know, the Bible says that the devils believe and tremble. Oh, they do. They just told you they did. And they're reaping the everlasting reward for their unrighteousness. But the fact of the matter is, friends, to sit there and act like these people don't know exactly what their objective is like going back over to the ACLU. You know another one of those communist organizations that you're afraid of? That are unlawfully going in and threatening people to bow in the face of lawlessness through totalitarian methods? Isn't it interesting, friends, that Roger Baldwin said the ACLU is the end of the ACLU is communism? But you know that. But yet, when it's time to stand up, you still bow to it. Well, Bradley, I just don't have the money. No, you don't need money. There's plenty of attorneys across the country that are looking for people to stand up when they need to stand up. But the problem is, say these godly attorneys, real attorneys, you know what they say? Bradley, you know what they're afraid of? They're afraid that the state-run, state-controlled media will go after them. Oh, well, welcome to the club. I just talked to a brand new friend of mine on the telephone right before the radio show. I want to tell you something, and I want to give you this analogy. If you were to be thrown in front of a judge right now for being a Christian, would you be guilty as hell? According to their mindset. Would you be guilty in a court of law if you were accused of being a Christian? And the only reason they would convict you is because you were kicking the hell out and putting the heaven in the first place, right? But I want to tell you something, along with my new friend and everybody else that listens to this radio show, if you don't bow, you don't burn. And the only knee that's going to bend is the one that these enemies of God are going to bow to, and his name is Jesus Christ. Be right back.
Did you go to guns80.com and get your AR-15 yet? I took my buddy Mark out to lunch the other day to thank him for turning me on to guns80.com, and suddenly our old pal Dan showed up and joined us. Of course, Mark immediately started selling him on the great deals at guns80.com and told him how you can buy a brand new rifle at a great price, keep your privacy, and how it can be delivered right to your front door, and that there was no visit to a gun dealer involved, there are no government papers to fill out. Dan was such an easy sell. He just pulled out his iPhone right there and went to guns80.com and ordered his Ghost AR. Wow. You can call guns80.com right now. Their number is 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. By the way, demand they pay market commission, okay? Call guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80 and demand they pay Mark, please. He deserves a commission. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80 and get your Ghost AR-15 on the web at guns80.com. Go now.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, I want to ask you the question because it was great. I was having this conversation right before the radio show, and he said, you know, I heard this before. If I was brought into a courtroom and I was accused of being a Christian, would I be guilty? Isn't that a great perspective?
Yeah, it's a great way to examine yourself.
I would be so guilty, so guilty. And by the way, I mean to be guilty.
Amen for it, yep.
Because I'm not one of those foolish people that like to take their faith cap off when somebody doesn't like it.
Yep.
No. The Bible says if you want to deny the Son, then He's also going to deny you, both Him and the Father. Yep. And I'm not a part of that club. And I wanted to say right before the break, too, friends, that you need to understand that these people do not have the law on their side, nor do they have God on their side, because the law giver is the one that gave that law that they're warring against right now. This was my point. Those that are called up to stand when they should stand instead of bow when they shouldn't bow, there's attorneys all across the country that are waiting for these people to stand up and see it through. They tell me these attorneys do. The problem is they don't stand and they don't see it through because they're afraid of the state-controlled media.
Yeah, so people who could bring forth these cases, and rightfully so, and you have these attorneys who would get the job done, the people won't bring forth these cases who have the opportunity because they're afraid of being, you know, bad-mouthed in the media.
Oh, they want the badge.
Yep.
No cross. No, they don't want the cross. Yep. They want the freedom, but they don't love him enough to actually stand up for him. But see, they don't realize that if you don't bow, you don't burn. And the only people that are going to bow, either in this life or in the next, we can make it happen in this life if we want to enforce the laws, friends, to bring forth judgment to establish righteousness, Isaiah at 26. But the fact of the matter is, the only ones that would be bowing, if you knew your foundation's friends, it wouldn't be the atheist who was unheard of in 1793, said Benjamin Franklin. It would be the atheists that are using totalitarian methods to try to upend who you are, as they're being foolishly used as a political battering ram. And the only ones that are going to be bowing the knee are those to the Christ.
Well, and actually, everyone eventually will be anyway. I just want to plug
in a little bit.
Even those atheists that you were talking about, you know, in the quotes you were just saying, just to go off in this little trail here, you know, they can spit against heaven all they want. They can war against the Creator all they want. It doesn't matter. In the end, every knee shall bow.
That's what I'm saying.
And every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
The point is that the only knees that are going to be bowing are those that are fighting against the Christ.
Yeah.
And that's exactly right, friends. We're either going to pass through judgment because we've been pardoned through the blood of Jesus Christ, or not. We're going to be judged. We're going to be cast out like a bunch of goats. But here's my good news, friends, just in response to Michael's letter on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Florida school district discovers religious pluralism is not possible. Coexisting, friends. By the way, that's not their objective. That's not what their end is. And I want to say this, too. Michael also wrote here is, this gives the atheist what he wants, but he doesn't realize what he wants because at length he's digging a pit that he himself is going to be pushed into. He wants everything to be void of religion. He doesn't want to actually answer to a God that has rules. Yeah, we know a lot of people like that out there, don't we? However, he doesn't realize that the worship of man is a religion. And keep in mind, this is exactly the road that dictators go down. This is what they promote. Because humanism is the worst religion of all. It leads to the death of the object worshipped in the name of that object's elevation. It is the rejection of man for the idea of man. The idea of what he can be leads to the murder of those that don't fit that mold. Just ask any dictator. Great point. Only from Scripture is it valid. Only from Scripture do we know how that we can be saved. And to be saved from such absurdity and stupidity is really what it comes down to. Check out that article on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Friends, I did an interview. It was a conservative radio show. And by the way, I also want to let you know that we have set three national precedents concerning these type of people.
So we're not just talking about
presidents. No, we're not just, no.
We're actually
listen, you want to play, go ahead and play. But I want you to know, this is what the law says. And by the way, these organizations know what the law says, and that's why they use fear to bring forth the oppression over those that they desire to, well, to snuff out.
Yeah, and I have to say that usually all they have to do is say a few simple words, like, are you a hater, or, you know, all these little things, or they can call you names. And usually most quote-unquote professed Christians or conservatives, they'll take a step back, they'll reel back, they'll apologize, they'll do everything to make it right.
Yeah.
Rather than standing and saying, no, I'm not a hater. I'm standing upon the word of God. And rather than them feeling steel, they feel mush. And because they feel the mush of people who do not stand and they compromise and they reel back and they apologize, then these people continue to go forward with their ideas and their propaganda and everything that they believe in, which is nothing.
That's right. Let me take it to Scripture. This is hopeful. Jesus said, greater works will you do than I did because I go unto my Father. Okay, this is also the same Jesus that said that all the books in the book of John at the very end of the Epistle of John, you'll see that all the books combined couldn't actually be written to bring forth all the miracles that Jesus had wrought.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, greater works will you do than I did because I go unto my Father. This is also the same Jesus that gave us all authority over the works of the enemy, the Lord rebuke our enemy. This is also the God of Moses, who stood in the face of Pharaoh and said, let my people go. He wasn't asking for permission. He went on God's authority. Therefore, it's God's battle. And where are the faithful among men to actually stand in the gap for the rest of us?
It's hard.
And I'm not talking, I'm not putting that fleece out there like some little pansy from the pulpit hiding behind his wife's skirt. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, where are those that are willing to see what it takes to get the job done so that they might know the power of God unto salvation as well? You'll never know the power of God unto salvation until you take the same stand. And don't expect God to show himself strong on your behalf if you're going to continuously move from where you're supposed to stand. And that's what happens.
Yeah.
You know, ask Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They didn't bow. They didn't burn. God was elevated. And that's what your enemy is afraid of more than anything. Had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. They wouldn't have crucified him. Why? Because that is the power of God unto salvation. And guess where people don't want to go? Right there.
Yeah, and people...
God forbid that I should glory except in the cross of Christ. That's Chinese to these people.
Yeah, and the thing too is people say, well, why don't we see, like, you know, the miracles that were in the Bible? And why don't we see, you know, the God that we see in other countries and so on and so forth? It's like, well, the Lord's looking for someone who's going to stand on his behalf. You have to be able to stand and go into a situation that seems kind of impossible if you want the Lord to come down and do the impossible.
That's right.
You know, you have to actually meet him at a place where he can, you know, split the Red Sea because you were obedient to be brought there,
well,
that tough place.
Now I can hear people saying, well, Bradley, I just don't have the resources. God didn't ask you to have the resources. Yep. He said to stand in the gap. And when you stand in the gap, the battle belongs to the Lord, right? Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord, right? And I know I'm talking to somebody right now. And this is an encouraging word for you to actually stand up and do this stuff, as we say here. Do it and find God there, and you will find God there. But if you keep moving in the day of battle, and you keep capitulating in the day of battle, Psalm 76, Psalm 78, you're not going to find him. You're going to find the results go to the enemy rather than to the Creator, who said, stand back and see the salvation of the Lord.
Yeah.
If everybody stood against these minority folks, they are so small, I'm embarrassed, folks, that people would stand down and capitulate in the face of these ignorant people. And ignorant they are. And they're communists. And if they want to be communists, then let's send them to a communist nation. If they don't like the God of the Bible, then let them go to these desolate lands all across the world that are looking to this country, and they are looking for the God that we serve. And if you don't believe what I'm saying, go to Washington, D.C., and you'll find exactly who is to be magnified and who our forefathers magnified in the process of the revolution to receive what we have even 238 years later. This is my point. Bradley, you already said that. I know I'm going to say it again, though. When I was doing an interview on a religious, well, a Christian conservative radio station, what this guy started saying was, you know, Bradley, you know, we're just under incessant attack in public schools. And he complained that we would soon not have the right to say certain things in public schools. Wait a second. The presupposition is that everybody believes that there's a God. When we read the Declaration of Independence, everybody agrees that we received our rights from our God. Okay? And we delegate certain powers to government and those that represent we the people, and they derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. According to God's law, not contrary to God's law. Okay? So if we're that far, how is it that we have Christians and conservatives saying that we would soon lose the right to say certain things in public schools? Why don't we just call it for what it is? You forfeited the right.
Yep.
You didn't love God enough. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will. Not I might, but he said, and I will manifest myself unto him. It's a promise. And how do we get away from scriptures that say, you know, as he is, so are we in this world? How do we get away from that? How do we get away from the fact that the Lord said, yes, trials and tribulations and persecutions, and yes, you've been appointed to afflictions in the book of Thessalonians? Yes, I get it. But he also promised the other side of the cross. You know, why is it that the forefathers and those that were going to the cross, namely Andrew, why would they, when they had the opportunity to bear witness for the Christ that they said that they loved, why is it that they went up to the cross and kissed it? Now in America, everybody wants to run from it and run from their responsibility. I want to tell you why. Because of a lack of love. They don't love God enough, and they don't love their brothers enough, and they don't love their country enough. They love to bask and the freedoms that have been given unto us. You know what they want to do, friends? They want the benefits of the sacrifice, but they don't want to actually live unto them that died for us, both in the spiritual and in the natural. I'll say it again. They want the benefits of the sacrifice, but they don't want to stand up and actually live unto them that died to give it to them. Even if it's their sons and their daughters, America. And if that was the case, I'll tell you what, after Extortion 17, Chris Kyle, I can go down the road with our Navy SEALs getting wiped out, Operation Red Wing, seeing the corruption in government, the compromise, the trade-off going on in our government, in this criminal organization. If the American people really loved the sacrifice and which was given on their behalf to give them the freedoms that they have, this administration would have been over a long time ago lawfully. And we would see every one of them in jail. I'll be right back after this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, folks. This is Matt Barber with Liberty Council Action, encouraging you to listen to Bradley on Sons of Liberty. These guys are true warriors fighting to take America back. Listen to Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now, speaking of my new friends over at American Survival Wholesale, well, friends, you know this first and foremost, that it's our mission as well to get the Word of God out to everyone who would like to have a Bible. I always want you to know that that door is open here, 1-866-233-0747. We will get you one. And if you can't afford one, it doesn't matter. We'll get you one. So in order to faithfully disciple to all those who are lost, who don't know the Lord, or those that have known the Father but have been lost in sin, I want to tell you something. Well, we're here to help. You know, really, we are here to help. I know that, man, Bradley, you really bring the hammer down. I know. Is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? Yep, but we do that because we love. We're giving you the truth that the pulpits across the nation have withheld. We're telling you what the Word says, not what our opinions are. And we're showing you through experience who He is by how He answers. And surely He does. Because if, well, what is this? Scripture tells us that the spirit of prophecy is the very testimony of Jesus Christ. Amen. So it's our experience with Christ that we're actually sharing with you on a daily basis, because you're to find your faith not in the wisdom of man's words, but in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of God. But going back to our friends over at American Survival Wholesale, it's their mission, friends, and I love this, because it's through these guys. I just talked to I love his name. We got a producer here named Chase.
Yep.
This guy's name is Chance.
Chase and Chance.
Cool name.
Double C.
Yeah, like Chaseford, right? Or Chanceford, like, you know, historic. You know,
I wonder if he got picked on a lot, though.
Chance?
Yeah.
I think it's a cool name.
I do like it.
I'm picking on Chance
right
now.
The name.
It's Chaseford.
Chaseford. Okay, so we got a Chaseford and Chance. But we're talking about American Survival Wholesale here. Folks, it's their mission through the Veterans Outreach Program to simply offer a helping hand to our veterans, as we were just talking about this just before the last break, who have served our country with pride. And, folks, what we're not going to do is stand back and just watch them be thrown away by the government that they themselves served. Now, through the blessings bestowed by our Lord, we work with these great men and women to ship food, blankets, or supplies, American Survival Wholesale does. And sometimes fellowship and prayer is all that's needed, but guess what? It's granted. And it's given. So it is the mission statement that drives their Christian and veteran, listen carefully, friends, and their veteran-owned company. So what I want you to do is I want you to check out their site by simply going over to sonsoflibertymedia.com and clicking on the Cameo ad on the right-hand side of the page. I'm there right now. Oh, Camo. I'm sorry.
Cameo. Isn't that like, yeah, you do like a...
I was
like
thinking
a,
that black band from the 70s and 80s, right?
Like, do you do like a cameo? Like, isn't that when like a celebrity shows up like on a TV show or something? Okay.
Yeah, gotcha. I'm clicked onto there right now. And American Survival Wholesale Store. Check it out, friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, American Survival Wholesale Store. Check them out. And friends, know their heart. Know their purpose. Know what they're doing. They're not just talking about what needs to get done. They're actually partaking in. And they're putting their money where their mouths are, which means their hearts into it.
Okay, I got it.
I love that.
The icon for the American Survival Store is in camouflage.
Yes.
Camo. I get it.
Camo.
Cameo kind of threw me off. I was thinking camo.
I think that was Chaseford, not Chance, that said that.
Okay, gotcha. Why? Okay, so it's camouflage. So it's easy to find on the website. Just go where you see the camouflage, get it, veteran-owned, helping veterans camouflage. That all works together. Beautiful.
Yeah, okay.
Love it.
And I want to do this really quick because I want to attempt to justify myself just to see exactly.
Cameo means anything. I think cameo is what I said. It's like a celebrity makes a guest appearance.
Oh, that's right. Well, you're right,
Chase. C-A-M-E-O, camo.
Yeah. Oh, but I said cameo.
Yeah, cameo. C-A-M-E-O is what you said.
Yeah, okay, so we're going there really quick, live radio friends.
Okay.
It's a piece of jewelry.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I can say that, you know, organizations like this, American Survival Wholesale, is a diamond in the rough.
You tied that beautifully. That was great. I love
that.
Oh, yeah, that was polishing that turn.
Chance, I hope you heard what I just said, because a whole lot of people just did. But it's true. I talked to this guy today. He's a newfound friend. Hopefully, we're going to be getting together with these guys out in Texas soon enough here. But it seems that there are people out there that are doing this. And, friends, we've known this for a long time, that there's people out there that are actually bringing about resolve.
Yep.
And these guys are a part of that answer to America's dilemma. Not just talking about the problems, friends, but also bringing forth the answer. Now, I got to bring this forth really quick before the end of the show because we're coming up on our last segment. When I was doing my interview on that Christian conservative radio station, this guy said to me, you know, we might not soon have the right to say certain things, because what we did is we started the radio show out with Michael Ware's letter, and what it was about was how in Florida school districts they're discovering that religious pluralism coexistent, it's not possible, it doesn't work. And then we found out the Satanic Temple got involved and they wanted to teach kids Satanism in public schools. You know, what you're pretty much seeing through government sanctioned outlets and decisions that they're making regardless. But it's the truth, friends, right? But interestingly enough, not only does the school district have it wrong, not only does the atheist have it wrong, and they know that they're doing wrong, but also this conservative Christian has it way wrong, because students have the right to pray on a public school campus. You know something, friends? They never lost the right. They were told by their parents that they couldn't do it anymore. They never lost the right. Students have the right to read their Bible on a public school campus. Did you know that they never lost?
I did.
The right? Students have the right to form religious clubs on campus under the umbrella of the Christian faith. They never lost the right. Students have the right to hand out tracts, flyers, or other religious material on campus. And why is that, Bradley? Well, let me tell you. Because they've never lost the right. You've been scared out of your rights. Okay, now wait a second. So are politicians that serve we the people that swear to uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, so help me God, for some reason they swear to uphold the Constitution in the United States, along with the military oath, which is very similar, but everything they fight for, we can't do it?
Yeah.
Everything they fight for, friends, you're falling for the fact that
right.
you can't do it?
Right.
No, they're fighting to maintain your rights, not to steal them away. Did you know that students have the right to do research papers, speeches, etc., with religious themes? You want to know why, friends? Because they've never lost the right. Pretty soon we're going to start singing this. Students have the right to be exempt from participating in assignments that are contrary to their religious beliefs. It shouldn't be in public schools if that's the case, friends. That's called crime. You want to know why, friends? Because they've never lost the right. Students have the right to discuss religious issues even though other students may overhear them. You want to know why, friends?
They never lost the right.
They never lost the right. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everybody's driving, never lost the right.
Oh, yeah.
Never lost the right.
Getting
this? Despite the fact that we have rights, I end with this, it amazes me at how much the American people will spend proclaiming defeat and giving power over to the enemy when they still have the freedom to do the right things, especially when they have God and the law on their side.
Yep.
How are you going to go down in history, friends? That's all up to you. Let me go back to the analogy that I was talking about during the second and third segment. Are you guilty as a Christian? Are you guilty as a patriot? Are you guilty as a conservative, friends? Because you should be. And I want to tell you what, if you want to hang out in between, it just ain't going to work that way. In-betweenites get shot from both directions. Jesus said, I'd have you hot or cold. He said, if you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. Are you going to be spewed out of his mouth, or are you going to stand and allow him the opportunity to use you to show himself strong on your behalf? Because everybody wants to talk about how big and bad God is. He is. He is big and bad. But how big of a God is he to you? I can tell you. I've used the analogy in the past, and I'm going to use it again today. It's not how big the dog is that's in the fight. It's how big the fight is in the dog. It's a great analogy to show the world who you are in Christ. Because he's the bad boy. He's the captain of our salvation, friends. And I want to give you an analogy really quick. Interestingly enough, there was once a soldier during the Civil War who wanted to pick the middle road. Rather than choosing one side or the other, he decided to wear a Union shirt and Confederate pants for his uniform. This middle road cost him his life as the Confederates began to shoot at his Union shirt and the North began to shoot at his Confederate pants. He fell to his death as he was shot by both sides. So, should we have it two ways or should we have it one way? Because my Bible tells me straight and narrow and difficult is the way, not wide and broad. And let me tell you something, there is no lukewarmness. And if you think there is, I want to tell you what, you're only going to be regurgitated.
That's right. I want to share with you something real quick, Ryan Order, on the last minute of the show. Christian giving stats. Did you know that 91% of all Christian outreach evangelism does not target non-Christians, but targets other Christians? Christians' annual income is $12.3 trillion and $213 billion is given to Christian causes. Did you know that less than one half of 1% of church funding goes to youth causes and especially goes to outreach against non-Christians? So for those of you that want to give to the Sons of Liberty reaching out to non-Christians, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Check it out. We appreciate all your support.
I've always tried to figure out why we have Christians that want to go to, well, I'll give you the analogy tomorrow. Love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18. See ya.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.